All right, welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're going way back, Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis
Yeah.
chapter 1, verse 2, I believe,
You got it.
to explore something honestly kind of subtle. This idea of black people and people of color within the Bible, something that we, well, might be missing on the surface.
It's there, often woven into the text in ways we don't always immediately see.
Okay, so Genesis 1, verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. This is about what.
Just a void, right?
Yeah.
How do we get from that to this idea of color and representation?
Exactly. We tend to think, oh, formless, empty darkness, just a void. But what if we consider that initial darkness as like a starting point?
A starting point.
Yeah, a starting point for thinking about the spectrum of color that comes later, the full spectrum.
Okay, so not just absence of light, more like a canvas.
A canvas, exactly,
Yeah.
and a rich one at that. This darkness, it's a universal human experience, right?
Right.
And in the Bible, it's there before anything else, before creation. So it makes you wonder, you're like, how does this tie into the diversity of people that, come after?
Yeah, I mean, has anyone even made that connection before?
Oh, absolutely. Biblical scholars have been looking at this for a long time. Some see this primordial darkness not as a bad thing, but as the, the source, the fertile ground where all colors and life come from.
Interesting. So instead of a scary void, it's more like potential waiting to burst forth.
Exactly, like a seed waiting to sprout. And if we think of the Bible as this story that spans continents and generations, I mean, it just makes sense that it would include all sorts of cultures and appearances.
Right. So this darkness from the beginning, it's reminding us that the world of the Bible was never just one color.
Precisely.
Makes you think differently about those stories in the Old Testament,
It
right?
could.
When it talks about all different nations and peoples, like maybe we shouldn't picture them all looking the same.
Absolutely. Like the Table of Nations in Genesis 10. It talks about the descendants of Noah and how they spread out, forming different groups. While it doesn't talk about skin color specifically, it shows the origin of diverse populations. So if we see this against that backdrop of initial darkness, it just adds another layer of understanding.
It's like the Bible, right from the start, is hinting at this idea of a diverse human family.
Right. And it makes you wonder, right, if the whole story starts with this all-encompassing darkness, then how does that change how we picture the people we meet in the scriptures?
Yeah. I mean, we tend to fill in the blanks with our own assumptions.
Exactly. But what if we challenge those assumptions? Just because the text doesn't always mention color doesn't mean everyone was the same.
Okay, so I think I get where we're going with this. It's not about reading modern ideas of race into the Bible. It's about recognizing that the world back then was already a mix of people. And maybe that darkness at the very beginning is a subtle nod to that.
That's it. It's a starting point. An invitation to read the whole story with a more open mind.
So we began with the darkness in Genesis 1, 2. And as we wrap up this deep dive, that image is sticking with me.
Right. Considering that initial darkness, what other nuances of color and identity might we discover in these ancient texts? I mean, what else are we overlooking?
That's a thought-provoking question to leave us with. Thanks for joining this deep dive.
My pleasure.